The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Thanks for listening to Piscopo in the Morning. I'm about to leave for Europe. I got to do these promos, and Al's eating an apple across from me. How am I supposed to do the promos? Frankie, how am I going to do the promos with this guy?
However you do it, you have to hurry because Al has a beer interview to record.
Okay, thank you very much. We want to welcome to the Piscopo Show, my dear friend, a great, great guy. Congressman Peter King, honored to have you here, Peter. Thank you so much.
Great to be here, Joe. Great. I am keeping an eye on Frank and Al, and so far they're doing okay, I'll tell you that. But when we're together alone, I'll give you the inside story.
We're having a lot of fun, that's for sure. Talking about everything from the situation in Iran to what's happening here in New York to this really unfortunate, slanderous attack on Brett Kavanaugh. And the shame of this thing is, for me, Congressman, is that it seems like people that are conservative tend to really be upset about it. And people who are liberal tend to think that there's a sexual predator on the Supreme Court. To me, the issue of attacking someone personally when there is no evidence and when he hasn't been convicted, let alone even charged with anything, right. It shouldn't be a political issue. I'm an independent. I used to be with the Reform Party until we ran a candidate for governor that couldn't get 50,000 votes. But I think I'd be saying the same thing whether Kavanaugh was appointed by a Democrat or a Republican. Why do we view everything through this lens of partisanship these days?
It's really dangerous. To me, there's enough real issues that we can argue about, debate about, discuss, including qualifications of the Supreme Court, what a person's position is on various constitutional amendments. Those are all legitimate topics to discuss and to consider when you're talking about a Supreme Court nominee. But in case of Kavanaugh, who's extremely qualified, and people can disagree with his philosophy, that's totally understandable. I support probably almost entirely his thoughts and ideas. But having said that, those are legitimate topics of discussion. But if you're going to get into somebody's, what they may have done 35, 40 years ago, and again, if it's something egregious, that's one thing. But in this case, there was absolutely no corroboration, nothing. And for the Times to go with the story and not even point out the fact that the witness would not discuss it and does not even remember it, according to her friends, to put that in there. And it also buried is the fact that they had reporters, like they spent 10 months, two reporters, doing all they could to find everything in Brett Kavanaugh's background. And they have this one or two instances which there's no real corroboration for. And the fact that since he left law school, there's not even one hint of anything. So, I mean, what that would have done to presidents like John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson, we can go through any number, Bill Clinton, President Trump, anybody for that matter, what's gone on in their past with a magnifying glass and to come out with nothing that could be corroborated and yet to have the slander stuff just spread out there. It's horrible. And we saw what happened to Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
He never really recovered from that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, the other thing in terms of this Kavanaugh story, which, I mean, I think it can only be described as media malpractice. The New York Times sent out a tweet, and this is somewhat crude for 7:08 in the morning, but the newspaper of record can say this, so, I could say it. But this was the tweet that they put out there. Having a penis thrust in your face at a drunken dorm party may seem like harmless fun, but when Brett Kavanaugh did it to her, Deborah Ramirez says it confirmed that she didn't belong at Yale in the first place. Now, obviously, the one problem with that is Deborah Ramirez never said that. She never confirmed that. She didn't say that. She doesn't, according to her friends, she doesn't even remember this incident. The New York Times had to delete that tweet. Because in their view, it was poorly phrased. Now, that's a pretty big error to say that someone was so hurt by this purported sexual misconduct that they felt they didn't belong at Yale. when they didn't even remember the incident. I mean, what is going on over the New York Times? Is it just this obsession with getting Trump?
Yeah, it really is. The Times has lost, as far as I'm concerned, all credibility. It's become a lynch mob. I remember all we heard for 2 years was about Russia, front page stories about Russia. Now that's forgotten. The thing is, the Mueller report showed there was no Russian collusion whatsoever, so that's gone. Then he was a racist, so they were dwelling on racism. Then they said a recession is just around the corner, and it was that. It's always something going after. And now, with Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, they're going to be various abortion decisions before the Supreme Court. They want to do all they can to intimidate him, to put pressure on him, to try to scare him, which I don't think will work. In fact, I'm confident it won't. I've only met Justice Kavanaugh once. I met actually him and his wife. Wonderful people. I mean, really incredibly good people. And anyone who's worked with him, and I really have never worked with him, I know people who did, people who have had very good working relationship with him, say he is a first-class person. And again, the one time I met him, I was talking with him, my grandson was with me, and they were having a discussion over something. Again, he was just a great, great person. And to do this to anyone, I would say the same thing if it was being done to a liberal out there. I mean,
right, me too.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just wrong. It's a wrong thing to do, and it's going to come back. And remember, I was one of the only Republicans who voted against Bill Clinton's impeachment. I didn't support Bill Clinton on many issues at all, but I said, this is a dangerous path to go down if you're going to impeach someone. And, you know, there was much more significant evidence there, but to me, it still was not impeachable. You don't bring a president down. You don't bring down a Supreme Court justice based on rumors and innuendo or on something which, certainly in the case of the president, was not a high crime or misdemeanor.
Yeah, well, it's a sad situation. What's even more sad is what's happening in Afghanistan. A U.S. service member is dead after having been killed in Afghanistan. This is the 17th American combat death in Afghanistan this year. This is the highest number since the end of 2014. Congressman, obviously, the failed summit with the Taliban at Camp David got a lot of attention. I know they're getting ready to have more elections with this Afghan government. What are we doing in Afghanistan? What do you see as the way forward?
Yeah, I believe we do have to maintain a certain force there. And the reason for that is, again, Afghanistan, I don't know if there's ever any real hope for them emerging. I mean, obviously, the situation is better. You know, women now can go to school and they have a small semblance of democracy there. The main reason we're there is so that Al-Qaeda or ISIS or the Taliban won't be a sanctuary state for terrorists to attack the United States. Also, you have Pakistan is the region, which is a nuclear power and which has an Islamist threat and often has had Islamists in its government. But there's no easy answer in Afghanistan. But to the extent we stay there, it's for our own reasons at this stage. We don't want to see another 9/11. I know where the president is coming from. I would not have bought the Taliban to Camp David, certainly not the week of 9/11. I don't see anything in the Taliban's record so far to indicate we can trust them. If we can get an agreement which is enforceable, that's one thing. I mean, if you have to, you shake hands with the devil. But I would never trust the Taliban to do the right thing. I would only trust an agreement that we can verify and enforce.
Yeah. 877-970-2999 if you want to comment. Let's say hello to E. Frank in Astoria. E. Frank, for the sake of the congressman, keep in mind it's only a four-hour show, and please be brief. Oh, he missed his opportunity.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Al
E.
really
Frank,
dislikes that particular call.
You know, I mean,
you've just been Cthulhu.
I'm so sorry. I mean, you know, this is a guy who sits on hold for hours. Pay attention. You got to know it comes.
So be
at
it.
Any
so
time,
be
he's
got
to be ready to go.
So be it.
Too bad.
All right. So, Congressman, on a lighter note, in New York City schools, they are apparently strongly considering banning chocolate milk. Chocolate milk, which has been a staple in New York City public schools for many years, is on the chopping block. Apparently, there's a lot of sugar in chocolate milk. That's no secret. But the Department of Education, citing health concerns, including the sugar content, they want to ban chocolate milk and replace it with a new white milk only policy. Is this racist to have white milk only?
I'm really reluctant to get into what's politically acceptable today. I know we don't have a disabled list in baseball anymore. It's the injured list.
Oh,
I guess.
My goodness.
We
Which
go is, through all of this. And as far as the chocolate milk, apart from the black and white connotation, I would just say that, you know, I enjoy chocolate milk. Give kids a break. I mean, obviously you want to make their diet better, but you can't spend your whole life drinking celery juice.
That'd be something, a celery juice in school.
But it is something that the schools have wanted to do for a while now. They tried to do that with regular milk and, you know, the sugar content of chocolate milk. I get that, but, you know, there are other ways to go about this. Some of the kids, they were doing the story yesterday, and they said some of the kids, this is their only way of getting calcium is by having chocolate milk.
Yeah,
so why would you want to ban
it? Well, so other school districts, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and others, they've already banned flavored milk. And according to this article in the New York Post about this today, the thinking is that these kids are already getting too much sugar. Why are they getting it in their milk? So that's the thinking. We'll see where it goes. But the city has resisted doing away with chocolate milk, at least until now, because the kids like it at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're saying. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Dave in Irvington. Dave, you're on with Congressman Peter King on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Frank Morano, good morning, my friend. Great to speak to you again.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning.
Yeah, Congressman King, I live across the river from you, but I tell you, if I lived in New York, I'd vote for you every time you ran.
Dave, is there any way I can sneak in? I mean, this is great. I need every vote. No, seriously, Dave, thank you very much for that. It means a lot. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Congressman, I am a Muslim American, and I just want to salute you. I'm a convert, actually, and I want to salute you, you know, for standing up, not only speaking out against terrorism, but taking on the Rashida Tlaibs and the Ilhan Omars of the world. They do not speak for every single Muslim in this country. You know, the majority of us are patriotic. We were just as horrified by 9/11, you know, as the rest of our brothers and sisters. And it's just a shame, you know, that she would make the stupid remark of some people did some things. And I salute Nick Kairos for standing up and making that point at the 9/11 ceremony. And I know that the left, you know, called you all the names, the usual playbook, racist, xenophobe, and, you know, and I've listened to you for years, and you've never said anything anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant. And if you thought, even from your side, if you thought somebody was going in that direction, you spoke up.
Yeah, well, Dave, I'll tell you, I mean, one of the worst gangs we had in New York were the Westies, and they were Irish Americans. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the fact is, it's important for people in those communities to speak out against their own. There's even more of an obligation on those. And the fact is that there is a terror threat that comes from the Muslim community. It's, listen, 99.9% of American Muslims are good people, but there is going to be a threat. We've seen it. I mean, on Long Island, we've had a number of Muslim Americans who've been arrested for terrorist activity. But again, it's incredibly small percentage. But to say that by looking for them and by monitoring for that type of activity, it's somehow you're profiling or you're violating people's rights is wrong. Listen, talk to any Italian American going back to the 60s and 70s when the FBI was going after the mob. I mean, you went to any Italian social club, the Italian neighborhoods, the FBI was there, the undercovers were there, because that's where the threat was coming from. If you're looking for the Ku Klux Klan, you don't go to Harlem. If you're looking for the Westies, you don't go to an Italian pizza parlor. You went to the Irish bars in the west side of Manhattan. That was just reality. You don't waste your effort trying to be politically correct by looking for a Muslim terrorist in a synagogue. And so this, to me, is, and I think the ones who get hurt the most by it are that 99.9% of law-abiding, God-fearing, patriotic Muslim Americans, because the fact that you have a few leaders such as Omar, for instance, Congresswoman Omar is an example, or CARE, groups which are constantly talking about profiling and discrimination, etc., rather than denouncing the terrorism that comes from the small elements of their community, the same as good Italian Americans spoke out against the mob. Good Irish Americans spoke out against the Westies.
Well, 877-970-2999 if you want to weigh in on any portion of this discussion. When we come back, Congressman, I have to get your take on what's happening with Major League Baseball and this really bizarre situation with the Caps honoring the first responders of September 11th. I'm dumbfounded. I don't understand it. Maybe you can enlighten us. We'll get into it next. 877-970-2999. Peter King is here. Al Gattulo is here. I'm Frank Morano. But most importantly, Debbie Duhame is on the roads. How's the traffic looking, Debbie?
Well, good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Congressman King, Al, and everybody. Let's take a ride, guys, over to the southbound side of Tunnelly Avenue. All lanes closed getting down past Carlton Ave in Jersey City. That's a broken water main. Now, on 46 eastbound, right by that Route 3 merge, it's an accident. That's causing extensive delays on 46. Garden State Parkway North at 144. Watch out for a collision. 78 east, exit 20, an accident. It's busy at the outer bridge crossing getting into Staten Island. We're getting reports of a problem there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic still on the West Side Highway South, getting down toward the 90s with that construction clear, but delays go way back up through the Henry Hudson Parkway. Watch for slowdowns on the Cross Island North, over by Hempstead Turnpike with a collision, and the Hutch northbound, subject to closure up by East Tremont Ave in the Bronx, with a pretty serious accident there. Sunrise Highway eastbound, looks like you're moving slowly as well. Watch out for some slowdowns as you get out toward the area of 27A. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Here's a radio alert for you. Please go to MyPillow.com. Radio listeners specials. Body pillows, previously $89.99, now an incredible $29.99. MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
From the Fox Business Network, world markets are mixed as investors wait to see fallout from the attack on a Saudi oil processing plant this weekend. Oil prices are pulling back a little today, and press conference is expected on output from that plant. Wall Street futures lower after the Dow closed down 142 points, NASDAQ 23, and the S&P 500 9. Purdue Pharma getting its day in court today for an initial hearing after the OxyContin maker filed for bankruptcy, and bakers might want to check their cabinets. General Mills recalling 600,000 pounds of gold medal unbleached flour for possible E. coli contamination. This voluntary recall is for bags with a better if used by date of September 6, 2020. General Mills saying the recall is being issued out of an abundance of care and that it hasn't gotten any direct consumer reports of confirmed illnesses. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. We got the great seminars, free seminars. If you're worried about a will, trust, living will, estate plan, health care proxy, all the things that you got to worry about. God forbid you shouldn't have to worry about these things, but we do. There's always somebody that wants to nip at you, take your money after you work so very, very hard. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. How about Tuesday, September 24th at Lenny's Clam Bar, Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. On Wednesday, September 25th. At 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Look at all these. I always refer to them as like shows. They're like shows. Three shows a day, Mike's doing. At Connolly's Corner on Grand Avenue in Maspeth. That is September 25th on Wednesday. How about Friday, the 27th of September, at the Adria on Northern Boulevard in Bayside. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., Mike Connors, free seminar. So if you want a free office appointment as well, your first free office appointment to go in, call Lisa. Here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And tell Lisa and the team over there and Bridget and everybody at Connors and Sullivan, heard you on Piscopo. I want to talk with Mike. I want to talk to an attorney over there. Can I have a free office appointment? You will be all set up, and you'll get the weight of the world off your shoulders, as I did when I went to visit Mike Connors and I talked with Beth, his wonderful wife. You're going to feel better about Mike Connors when you call 718-238-6500 and he walks you through all the concerns you have about your financial legacy. 718-238-6500. Mike says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Well, honey, I love too much. I need your love.
7:25. This is the Joe Piscopo Show with Peter King, Al Cattullo, and Frank Morano. We're just around the corner from the World Trade Center, literally, and I was dumbfounded, Congressman, reading last week the story of the Major League Baseball actually prohibiting Pete Alonso and the New York Mets from wearing caps commemorating 9/11, honoring the police, the fire department, the Port Authority police. What's going on in Major League Baseball? I thought at first this had to be some misinterpretation of the rules, but apparently that's not the case. What's going on?
Yeah, apparently for 17 years, the Mets, and I guess David Wright was the one who would do it, would make a request to Major League Baseball to wear caps similar to what they wore after 9/11 for the NYPD, FDNY, Port Authority Police, Correction Officers, EMTs, all those who put their lives in the line and lost their lives on 9/11. And when you look around, you see all of the things, like, for instance, you know, for breast cancer, they wear pink hats, pink, which I think
it's
is
nice.
So appropriate. And then you also have these stupid uniforms. Like 3 weeks ago, I still can't figure. It was a whole weekend they were in black uniforms.
Yeah, the throwback uniforms.
Yeah, no, it was the players' weekend, and so that one uniform was all white, the other one was all black, and they had their nicknames or whatever, but most of them were contrived nicknames.
I don't see, you couldn't read them. They were almost illegible because of the colors, and the players looked like clowns on the field, and that, you know, that was allowed. So apparently Pete Alonso, who is now taking David Wright's job in this, he asked the Major League Baseball and said no, they couldn't wear these caps. So on his own, out of his own pocket, he went out and had custom-made cleats with 9/11 symbols on them for the police, the firefighters, and also the skyline of New York. And why did he have to do that? I mean, it makes no sense. They say, well, if you do it for 9/11, you have to do it for other things. Well, if you can do it for those throwback uniforms, you can do it for anything. But to me, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging. Like, for instance, Houston Astros, they acknowledged the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and that was okay.
It's nice. Yeah.
Right. And to me, you know, how many 9/11s are there?
Well, how about we make that the barometer? Every time more than 2,500 Americans are killed in a terrorist attack, though they can wear caps honoring the victims.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
When 9/11 happened, sports shut down. There was no baseball for a number of days. They couldn't travel anywhere. There was no nothing was going on. This didn't just affect New York. It affected the entire nation.
And also, the baseball brought us out of the some of that horror of 9/11. I mean, Mike Piazza's home run against the Braves, that first game back here in New York. Also, the World Series, where the Yankees went to the seventh game and the dramatics, and you had President Bush throwing out the first pitch at the World Series. I was actually a little bit of anxious. I was actually at the White House that afternoon. We were going over some different airport security bills, and I could see the president, mine was distracted somewhat. He had been in the Rose Garden that day practicing 60 feet 6 inches because he had thrown out the first pitch at the Orioles game that year, and he had worked out in the Rose Garden, no problem. When he got to the game, they put the vest on him, and he bounced it, and they booed him as he was walking off the mound at Orioles Stadium. And all kidding aside, he said, "I'm the commander-in-chief. I cannot bounce the ball so soon after 9/11.
Fair
so
point.
It was more than just his ego.
Right.
And so he told me he was going to wear the FDNY jacket over the bulletproof vest, and he threw it from the rubber. It was a perfect strike.
It was.
But that was a great emotional moment. Baseball helped bring the country out of that horrible
So what is the, especially, isn't the fella in charge of Major League Baseball these days Joe Torre, a New Yorker himself and a manager of both the Mets and the Yankees?
Yeah, his very big job in the MLB office. I mean, you know, there's the commissioner of baseball, but Joe Torre is, I think, head of player relations or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know Joe Torre, so he's a great guy, he's a terrific guy. I have to believe this comes from a higher source than him. I mean, I don't see how this becomes an issue. Let's just say that any time a team wants to wear a hat, let MLB, first of all, they have all these other crazy uniforms that they wear all the time, decide whether or not it's appropriate. I mean, you're not going to do it when the circus comes to town. You're not going to do it, things like that. But something like this, let's say there was a tragedy, like, for instance, I remember, you know, the NFL did this to an extent, too, a few years ago, when those cops were murdered in Dallas, and the Cowboys just wanted to put some insignia,
the decal on their helmets,
yeah,
and they refused.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, this is crazy. On the other hand, you have all these other politically correct demonstrations going on that everyone's afraid to talk about.
And here's the other thing, and Peter, you talked about this, about how they had the white and the black uniforms and all these clown uniforms, whatever, which, by the way, Major League Baseball sells for profit. They're trying to make money here. Why can't you have a 9/11 on 9/11? The Mets and the Yankees, if they're in town, they get to wear these hats honoring the NYPD and FDNY, and then you can sell them with the proceeds going to a 9/11 fund. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page on this one. If people want to comment, they're welcome to 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. What do you think of the decision by Major League Baseball to continue to not allow the Mets to honor the FDNY and the NYPD and the other first responders on September 11th? It's mind-boggling. It makes no sense at all.
Also, I think we should do more to really honor Pete Alonso. He's a guy who's 24
Amazing.
Years old. He was only 6 years old at 9/11, but he has a better understanding of it than all the big shots in Major League Baseball. So it's really incredible what he did, and I give him credit for it.
And you're right. He's really picked up the ball from David Wright. I mean, David Wright was such an ambassador, only for the team, but for New York, and a big advocate. And I know that you have a relationship with David, and he's just was a great Met player, and it seems that Pete Alonso is following him.
His father was a police officer, so he comes from that law enforcement family.
Yeah, no, and Pete Alonso, by the way, a heck of a year he's having.
Oh, my God.
More home runs than any Met, and more home runs than any rookie in history, and probably will end up leading the league. He's a cinch for the Rookie of the Year. Let's say hello to Clifton in the Boogie Down Bronx. Hello, Clifton. You're on with Pete King.
Hey, good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning,
Clifton.
Thank you for your service. Good morning. Thank you.
And Al and Gutula, your gentlemen are holding down the fort and doing a good job. Want to comment about the New York Times. I used to really admire this news outlet, but lately, ever since the Trump became president. Even before he became president, they continued to just go down and down. And now they have gone. I believe at this point they are good for nothing but to, their newspaper to wipe one behind. That's all they are good for at this point. I don't think they will ever recover. And it's just in a matter of time before they are history from our media platform.
Well, thank you for the call, Clifton. It doesn't sound like he's going to get much of an argument from you in terms of defending the New York Times.
No, I've seen this from the start. Listen, you can have any number of reasons to disagree with Donald Trump. I mean, I support him. I think he's been a good president. Maybe I'd have a somewhat different style, but he's the president. I'm not. The fact is, New York Times is irrational. Absolutely, they've lost all sense of proportion and integrity. And there's so many stories that they've carried which turn out to be false, misleading. They omit so much of the good news involving President Trump. And again, when are they going to apologize for 2 years of stories implying that President Trump was an agent of the Russians? And we're not talking about a tax bill or a highway bill where you can argue the, it should have done more, it should have done less. We're saying that the President of the United States, the duly elected President of the United States, was an agent of a foreign enemy. I mean, this has never been done before. And to have the New York Times say it when there was no evidence. I was on the Intelligence Committee, and it was really frustrating for me knowing that there was nothing there. And I actually made the mistake for a while before we started seeing what was supposed to be the evidence of believing Jim Comey when he would tell us in these private sessions, you know, we can't go into it now, but when we saw the level of evidence against the president, we had to open an investigation. I'm thinking, wow, there must be something there. Comey couldn't be lying altogether. Then you realize it was nothing. This was like a circular thing. It was nothing, whether it was Papadopoulos, whether it was Carter Page, whether it was Mike Flynn. I mean, they told us at the time that they did not believe Mike Flynn was lying. And yet he ended up pleading guilty because of all the pressure that was brought on him. They're going to indict his son. He was going bankrupt. How they abuse the power of a prosecutor, and that is an extraordinary power. They can bankrupt anyone if they want to, and that's the danger.
That's for sure. I mean, we saw it here in New York with Joe Bruno, who had to go through two trials, spend millions of dollars while he was battling two different types of cancer,
right.
Forced to give up his Senate seat, forced to give up the leadership of the state
right.
Senate. And for what? He was not found guilty of anything,
right, right.
At least no guilty conviction that was upheld. It really, and I know you were a prosecutor and you once ran for state attorney general yourself. So, I mean, you know full well the power that comes with being a prosecutor. It's such a shame that this power is used so haphazardly.
Especially, and that's the danger of having a special prosecutor, a special counsel, because they only have one job. They're told to get someone. And again, if you have people with a high level of integrity, they can be a special counsel and say, okay, and my job is to see, is there something there? And if there's not, end it right away. Mueller knew within weeks of that investigation being started that there was no collusion. Yet they kept it going for 2 years, trying to get crimes arising out of.
Well, exactly. So far, the big crime of Russiagate is that Roger Stone sent some mean text messages to Randy Credico, right? And that's what we're going to go see a whole federal trial in October about. I mean, the amount of time, energy, and money wasted on this whole thing and the distraction. For the country when we could be talking about real issues like immigration, like trade, like border security, like what's happening in Afghanistan, like how to deal with Iran, like climate change. You pick it.
And whether the president is Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, when they are dealing with foreign leaders, they shouldn't have a phony criminal case hanging over their head, in effect a treason case. So when the president is sitting down negotiating with foreign leaders, they're wondering, how strong is this guy? I mean, listen, he could be indicted tomorrow. He could be found out to be a Russian spy,
right,
a Russian tool. So his position was weakened in dealing with foreign powers at a time when we had really critical issues. And by the way, I was never actually a prosecutor. I was a deputy county attorney. I did run for attorney general. And I want to thank those 1.3 million people who voted for me, and the hell with the 2.5 million that voted against me.
So the deputy county attorney is not a prosecutorial role?
No, we got involved in investigations. I was county controller, and we launched investigations, which did turn into criminal investigations. But no, it's not criminal. That's the DA that does that.
Got it. I stand corrected. See,
I can say I was here the one day that Frank Morano said something that was not entirely
trust
accurate.
Me. Okay? I'm wrong more than people realize, trust me. But you know what happens when you get 15 minutes outside of the five boroughs? I have no idea what's going on, seriously. You want to ask me about that, the Staten Island structure of the court system? I could tell you chapter and verse. All right, when we come back, we have a special guest. Michael McHale is going to be here. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's happening in terms of the economy, in terms of finance, and answer some questions. You know, I was watching a conversation that Al and the congressman were having about how difficult it is to buy a home in some parts of this state. And we'll get into it with Michael McHale next. This is the Joe Piscopo Show with Pete King, Al Gattulo, and Frank Morano.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One of Saturday Night Live's new hires is out of a gig. SNL announced Monday it has fired Shane Gillis days after videos of the comedian making bigoted comments surfaced. A spokesman representing Lorne Michaels said they were not aware of Gillis's prior remarks, calling his language offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. Shortly after Gillis was announced as a new cast member, video surfaced of him making offensive comments about Asian Americans and a homophobic slur from a podcast he hosts. The family of New Jersey State Senator Tony Bucco is confirming the representative is dead. A family representative announced last night the 81-year-old Republican suffered a heart attack and then passed away at St. Clair's Hospital in Denville. Based in Morris County, Bucco has represented New Jersey's 25th district since 1998 and before that was a state assemblyman and the mayor of Boonton. Bucco's career in public service began in 1978 as a Boonton alderman. Governor Phil Murphy calling Bucco a dedicated public servant and successful businessman who took on issues large and small. In sports, the Jets 0-2 after a 23-3 loss to the Browns on Monday Night Football. Mets couldn't hold an early 4-1 lead, giving up 6 in the fourth en route to a 9-4 loss to the Rockies at Colorado. The Mets 5 back of the final wild card spot. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out toward Montauk Highway, getting into Oakdale. It's an accident over there. It's kind of busy on the LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road. That accident is off on the shoulder, and we're still seeing volume on the LIE west out through Utopia Parkway building over by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Solid traffic for you on the Hutch north getting into East Tremont Ave in the Bronx. An accident blocking a lane, but all lanes subject to closure there. Inbound GWB getting reports of an accident on the upper level, 35 to 40 to the upper, a little bit better to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland Tunnel, that's still about 30. It's a tough ride for you on the southbound West Side Highway. Stop and go traffic getting down toward the 90s because of earlier problems. And over on Tunnelly Avenue southbound, right at Carlton Ave in Jersey City, that's a broken water main. Garden State Parkway North at 144, a collision. And it's kind of busy on 78 East, exit 20 with a crash there. Sunny today, high of 75. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But yeah, you could start here. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS, and they try and deal with it themselves. These are people who wouldn't even think about trying to fix their own plumbing or their own car. But they owe a ton of money, they can't pay to the IRS, and they think, oh, I got this, let me pick up the phone, I'll handle this. This is insane. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? You call Rush Tax Resolution. Take the one listener who owed over 90 grand, heard me talking about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone, called Rush Tax, got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. A-plus rating with the BBB, a zero complaint history, unheard of. Check out their over 100 stellar reviews on the BBB. Every minute you put off dealing with it, the IRS will crush you with penalties and interest. You're crazy to call anybody else. Rush Tax will only take your case if they can help. 855-IRS call, 855-477-2255, or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Parian and Sons. Parian and Sons. If you got a special occasion, you want to buy a diamond, you're going to get engaged, you got to go to Parian and Sons. Why? Because Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie, they know diamonds better than anybody. They will walk you through the four C's better than anybody. I'm telling you, get bracelets there, necklaces there by these top designers that I keep telling you about. Charles Kripal, right? A-Link. Those watches, beautiful watches by Ebel and Oris. And what I love about Parian and Sons, I always tell you how I like Glenn actually wears. Talk about suit and tie. See? Glenn Parian wears a suit and tie and I wear a suit and tie. See, it's kind of, we're like, it's just respect. You go into a jewelry store, you go to Parian and Sons right there in Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. A gentleman comes up and he's in suit and tie. To me, you know what that means? Credibility. That means respect. And Glenn, and he keeps the suit and tie on while he fixed all my old jewelry. I love it over there at Parian and Sons, and you will too. Bring your old jewelry over to Parian and Sons. They'll make it brand spanking new. But again, if you're thinking of getting a diamond, the Parian family will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. Parian and Sons, it's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParianDiamonds.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
The following segment is sponsored by Stratton Equities.
744, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Peter King here with Frank Moreno and Al Gattulo. So last week, we had our client cruise, and where Al and I are taking refuge on the top deck, smoking cigars, and then the minority leader of the New Jersey State Assembly, John Bramnick, points to a guy who looks too cool for school, and he says, "You see that guy over there? That's money." Well,
it's a pretty good John Bramnick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good. Yes. So that guy who was in sunglasses, looked like out of a late 1980s action film, has joined us in studio. He's Michael McHale. He's the CEO of Stratton Equities. Michael, it's good to see you again.
You too, Frank. Pleasure, brother.
Good to see you. You had fun on that. You had fun on that cruise, huh?
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was. It would just stay close to the mic there, if you will. Remind us, what is Stratton Equities?
So Stratton Equities is a nationwide direct private money lender. We specialize in alternative financing for real estate investments.
So what makes what you guys do different from other companies in the industry?
Well, there's a lot of factors. One of it is, you know, is programs. Stratton Equities has the widest range of mortgage programs under any one roof, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they have a hard time trying to find a mortgage. It's not really the mortgage. They're having a hard time finding the program that fits their situation. So number one, we're the widest range of programs under any one roof, so we can help more borrowers. We're nationwide. There's a lot of factors that really makes us very different.
Now, we spoke with you when you were on with Joe a couple of weeks ago about your kind of rags-to-riches story about going from sleeping on other people's couches to living in all these different countries like you're some sort of an international fugitive to starting this wildly successful mortgage company. But why did you start this particular type of mortgage company?
You know, I saw that there was a niche in the market. I saw there was a big need. I realized some of the biggest companies are very limited in what they can and can't do. And it really affects two people. It affects the loan officers that work for these companies. Their hands are tied. People come to them all day and they can't really help them because they don't have the programs to help them. And then the borrowers. I mean, we've had people literally say, "Frank, we've been shopping for 6 months trying to find this mortgage, trying to get a mortgage. We couldn't find it. They come to us 2 weeks, you know, it's done." So I saw that we can help a lot of people.
And who does Stratton Equities benefit primarily?
Well, so we specialize in investment financing. So we work with a lot of investors or people that, you know, have investment properties, rental properties, commercial, new construction, new development. So more on the investment side.
You know, in any company and even any sort of government agency, it seems like even if there's great leadership at the top, sometimes you go down the totem pole and then there's people that are just not with the program. Mm-hmm. Now, your loan officers, do you personally train them?
Yes, I train them. I mentor them. I work with people. We're a very close knit family over there, and that's where we it's a family. That's the best way I can say it. You know, we work together. We help each other. Everybody's on the same team, and we have a ton of camaraderie in the office.
Give me an example. Give the listeners an example about one of the loans you've done and how that might stand out in your mind.
Well, we have one right now where a gentleman started buying real estate in the 70s. He's about $13 million of real estate in the North Jersey area. A lot of things happened. His father died, had a lot of issues in his family, couldn't pay the mortgages, so now he was pre-foreclosure. So he was going to lose his whole entire life savings, you know, $13 million
wow.
of real estate.
Jeez.
We were able to get him a loan, $7 million, pay everything off, put it into a new loan, and now he's not losing his whole entire inheritance, you know, his $13 million real estate.
That's wild. That's some story. If people are just tuning in, we're talking with Michael McHale. He's the CEO of Stratton Equities. If folks are interested in learning a little bit more about Stratton Equities, what's the best way for them to do that?
StrattonEquities.com.
StrattonEquities.com. Michael McHale, you may see him from time to time on this show. Michael, it was good hanging out with you on the boat, and appreciate the cigar that you brought. It was a Padron. It was outstanding. It was one of those ones that it takes a little while to recover from that type of a cigar. I mean, it leaves you a little lightheaded, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
But it was very strong. It was great. It's good to see you, Michael. Thank you. StrattonEquities.com. Debbie Duhaime, if you're in need of a mortgage, now you know where to go.
Yeah. Saving, refinancing, anything, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. So, Debbie, Al did the story of that state senator that passed away, Senator Bucco.
I understand
you knew him, actually.
Yeah, I knew him. You know, I used to host a show on cablevision called Meet the Leaders, and I had the pleasure of interviewing so many of the wonderful leaders in New Jersey. And I interviewed Senator Bucco many times. What a gentleman. What a classy man. He had a business in Patterson, a true businessman who really understood, you know, the struggles of everyday business owners, too, and just such a good man. So,
well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. It seems like he was a great guy. How's the traffic looking? I got some complaints from Michael about the traffic from Paramus. What can you do for him?
Oh, Michael, let me tell you what's happening. It's really tough right now on 17 southbound getting down through Paramus. It's bumper to bumper getting down toward the Garden State Parkway. Then you're heavy on 17 south getting down past Route 4 in toward Rochelle Park. It's just that typical volume here on 17. It's still pretty busy on 208 southbound through Glen Rock and getting down toward Fairlawn. And Route 4 busy in both directions out through Teaneck as well. It's a pretty rough ride for you on the Garden State Parkway north getting up toward the Union Tolls. The inbound side of the GWB, an accident was clear, but it's an hour in now, Frank, at the GWB to that upper level, about 35 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, 25. Holland, about 25. A tough ride for you as well. Tunnel Ave South still closed in Jersey City, down by Carlton Ave with a broken water main. The Hutch North at East Tremont Ave over in the Bronx, that's a collision to deal with. And a tough ride on the Jackie Robinson West at Union Turnpike, an unauthorized tractor trailer out there. Cross Island North up by Hempstead Turnpike, an accident there. Sunrise Highway East getting out toward that merge with Montauk Highway, an accident as well. And traffic is still bumper to bumper southbound throughway getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. The Hutch North up by Weaver Street in Scarsdale, another accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
If you don't know it now, wake up and smell the coffee. Hey, we're in a culture war in America. This is left versus right, and the stakes are high. This radio station is deeply involved in the fray, and we know many of you are too. We want to find a few who are true culture warriors, fighting the good fight and suffering the slings and arrows of public discontent because of it. So go to this station's website right now to nominate the Salem Culture Warrior of the Year. It's time to honor a few great people. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
So I was just having a discussion with Congressman King about what time you go to bed, right? So and last night, I don't think I got to bed until close to 11 o'clock. And then I was up at 2:50 this morning, and I'm doing this whole show without coffee. I have been off coffee for 4 or 5 days, not only because Carol Walt warned me about coffee, but because
Putting this all on Carol.
No, no. So Dr. Douglas Howard has been saying the same thing for years, right? So he talks about how coffee kind of screws up the way, and I'm a 4 or 5 cup of coffee a day guy. It screws up the way your cells split or something like that. I don't understand it, but he has convinced me, along with Carol Walt, that the real way that your body should be getting energy is through better nutrition and more fruits and vegetables. And the easiest way to do that is to take Balance of Nature, because that's all Balance of Nature is. It's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. It's not fruit and vegetable extracts. It's the actual whole fruit and the whole vegetable. They take the water out, they take the air out, they grind it up and put it in a vegetarian capsule. If you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot. Even Dan Donovan is taking Balance of Nature. From what I understand, his hair's starting to grow back. If you haven't tried it's quite an accomplishment. If you haven't tried it yet, if you become a customer today, you'll receive 25% off your first order, and you're going to get a convenient set of travel bottles and free shipping. All you have to do is call 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. But you must use the discount code The Answer, because good health is only a phone call away.
Did you miss what happened to the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show with Peter King in for Joe Piscopo and Frank Morano in for myself and Rob Miller in for Joe Lundberg. Rob, where is your colleague Joe Lundberg today?
Well, I think he took a few days off, but I believe he'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be providing you with some nice weather forecasts.
All right. Well, hopefully your forecast will be just as nice.
I think it will be. We got a lot of sunshine around today. Temperatures topping off in the mid-70s, low humidity today. Can't beat that for this time of year. And, you know, things stay on the nice side tomorrow. A little bit cooler. Temperatures only topping off around 70 for the high. But, again, still not too bad for the weather. Temperatures start to be on the upswing later in the week and into the weekend as temperatures by the weekend back into the 80s. So, but all in all, looking dry this week and not much in the way of any exciting weather, just a lot of sunshine and nice weather.
All right. Thanks, Rob. We'll check in with you next hour. So, Congressman, we were talking a little bit about music earlier. We were talking a little bit about sports. And now here is a story that blends the two. That great cultural icon, that champion of the working class, a man whose musical prowess is on par with Mozart and Bach, Snoop Dogg has come out with some interesting comments. The one and only Snoop Dogg is saying that the Steelers, following the loss of Ben Roethlisberger to a season-ending injury, should sign Colin Kaepernick. That is what Snoop Dogg has taken to social media yesterday to say. Any view on whether or not this is a smart move, would be a smart move for the Steelers?
Well, they can hire anyone they want, but I think Colin Kaepernick is a disgrace. I don't see why any team would want him. And somehow he's given this free pass that he's demonstrating for justice. He's kneeling down. He's wearing pig socks because he's looking for social justice. No, the whole basis of his campaign is that cops are evil. The cops are intentionally out trying to shoot and kill and wound innocent black people. It's a lie. It's a fraud. And any NFL team that is advancing him is advancing a war against cops.
Yeah, and I've seen, I know you're the son of a police officer, yeah, and I've seen when we were at Michael's of Brooklyn having dinner, multiple people came over to your table and said, you know, I was a police officer with your father.
Right.
And they talked about, you know, how much your dad really, really was true blue in every sense and was NYPD through and through. I can imagine how personally you take Colin Kaepernick wearing pig socks.
Yeah, I do. And also more than that, just from the cops I know, and they put their lives on the line every day for us, and have some guy like Kaepernick, who's a fraud, get away with this and be endorsed by so many teams and media for what he does. To me, it's just shameful.
I'm with you. The congressman's right. The Steelers can hire anyone they want, but do you think they should hire Colin Kaepernick? 877-970-2999. Here's Al Catullo with the news.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.